Hello, everyone. I'm Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to the audio edition of my podcast. I truly hope that every time we connect, you feel empowered to embrace life and its challenges with the victory that comes from our Heavenly Father. I would love for you to join me every Monday at noon. We'll be streaming live on social media and at hogckd.org/BishopCM Jameson. That's J-A-M-I-S-O-N. I can't wait for us to connect and grow. How? Together. Now let's grow. Hello, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for this holiday season that is upon us. Today's subject is, Has the Grinch Stolen Your Christmas? And he said unto them, Be not afraid. Behold, I bring you news of a great joy which to all of God's people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's found in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. Without a doubt, Christmas is to be a time of great joy. On that first Christmas night, the angel announced to the shepherds good news of a great joy. The Savior has come. Wow, those shepherds were so excited. That announcement changed their lives forever. They were filled with joy and wonder and praise. During this Christmas season, are you filled with joy and the wonder of the glorious birth and praise? Or has the devil, the original Grinch, the thief who comes only to steal and kill and destroy, stolen those things from you? If so, there is still time to get it back. Think about the angel's announcement. There has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. What does that really mean for you and for me? Number one, the Savior has come to save you from a dark past. So many people are suffering with intense guilt over bad things they have done in the past. The devil beats them to death with shame and guilt. But be beaten no longer. All the terrible, horrible things that you have done are no match for the Savior's blood that he shed for you on the cross. The moment you confess those sins to God and repent of them, you are forgiven. Remember what the Savior said to Peter. What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy. Acts chapter 10, verse 15. Now, number two, the Savior has come to save you from an empty present. Many people are surviving, but not really living. Jesus came at Christmas not to fill your empty stocking, but to fill your empty life. He has a purpose and a plan for you. Just come to him. Surrender to him. Let him lead you. He wants to bring you joy and peace regardless of your circumstances. He wants to use your life to make a difference in others, a difference that will last for all eternity. It makes life worth living to know that every day is an exciting adventure with the Lord, an opportunity to touch another person with the love and the joy of Jesus. Number three, the Savior has come to save you from a hopeless future. Everyone without God is without hope. The Father, which is the Savior Jesus Christ, will give you hope. But now he has come, and we can really know that we are assured of his presence and provision while we live. Just believe that. Paul said, things which the eye has not seen, or the ear has not heard, it hasn't even entered into your mind what heaven is going to be like. We want to be ready to go back with him. There is a future in store for all the children of God. My friend, do not let the devil steal you and your Christmas time any longer. The Savior has come, and he has come for you. Receive the news and rejoice in the truth throughout this Christmas season. Do not let the Grinch or the devil steal your joy. God is, and he will forever be with you. Thank God for the joy of this Christmas season. This is Bishop Charlene Jameson.